We always have a good turnout. Our students love to come. Our parents love to come, drop the kids off, you know, let them run wild on the campus, and the parents get to sit and chat with each other and just get reacquainted with each other.
Hayes Catholic Schools are preparing for their back-to-school bash this Friday as students return to classrooms. From Holy Family Elementary, Tracy Perrette, and from TMP, Joe Roth, stop by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We are gearing up for our first day of school, and this week we will kick off school with our back-to-school bash. It's a joint event between Holy Family and TMP. We both host it. One unique difference this year is that the Back to School Bash will be held on the Holy Family campus this year. Holy Family Elementary is celebrating their 25 years as Holy Family Elementary in our building, so we wanted to transfer the event to our campus in honor of our anniversary.
Very cool.
Yeah. So the event is, like I said, on our campus, Holy Family Elementary. It's this Friday from 6 to 9. It's a free event. Anybody from the community is welcome to join. We always have a good turnout. Our students love to come. Our parents love to come, drop the kids off, you know, let them run wild on the campus, and you know, the parents get to sit and chat with each other and just get reacquainted with each other. So,
of course, you guys down at TMP also are a part of this. Tracy mentioned it's a kind of a collaborative effort, right?
Yes, it definitely is. We are very excited to, first off, welcome all the students and families back to school, and having it down at Holy Family, the Back to School Bash down at Holy Family this year. Really exciting, the 25th anniversary, and you know, we've got so many great things that are going to be going on, so many great sponsors who are helping us out, put this event on. So I hope everybody comes out. It's going to be a fun-filled night again.
Yeah, and again, this is coming up this Friday between 6 and 9. I wonder if we want to talk about what events or what will be happening that evening.
Yeah, so we've got some free food. Astra Bank is providing hot dogs and chips for us. Knights of Columbus is providing watermelon. The TMP students, the Key Club will be helping us with cotton candy. The TMP Booster Club will be helping us with popcorn. We have the snow cone lady from Ellis, correct, is coming. We will have a band. DOC is playing for us. We're super excited about that. That's another new change. The kids will have access to bouncy houses, laser tag, the HV playground, the basketball court, Gaga Ball. They can just run wild on the campus and hopefully stay within the campus. But what else?
Yeah. So the snow cones will be provided by Sunrise Ag. They will be providing those for free of charge for everybody. And then along with everything else that you said, I think the next biggest thing that we've got is old TMP Marion football uniforms. As everybody knows, Grant Stevenson this year, he was going through all the storage stuff and decided that, hey, we're going to sell these at the back to school bash. So if you played or know somebody who played in the last, I think, 30 years worth of jerseys, and you would like a memorabilia from that, please come on out and check those out and swipe up your jersey.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And will that fund go back to the school?
Yes, all those funds are going to go right back to the football team to purchase new helmets, new water bottles, footballs, any equipment or anything that's necessary to keep their sport going.
I love that. And, you know, what a cool way to be able to connect and save that history, and especially if you've got a personal connection to the team there. I mean, I feel like that would just be like a, I don't know, a treasured keepsake.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. We also have raffles. A lot of the teachers have decided to donate things like Mrs. Trant, she's giving away M&Ms to a class, donuts, popsicles, cookies. So when the students get there, they can register for the raffles, and then we will pick a student for each prize. So
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. And again, this event is, it's free, open to the community. Everybody mm-hmm. could come out. And I would imagine, too, this is a great opportunity for non-Catholic school children and families to kind of interact and engage and learn a little bit about what you guys do down there.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage you to bring friends, family, anyone is welcome. You know, we want you to come and visit our school and see what we're all about.
And I do want to ask, like, what does turnout usually look like for this? Does it end up being a huge?
Yeah, it's pretty huge. I don't know exact numbers, but, we personally have 300 students this year. Do you know how many TMP has?
Roughly about that same amount.
Yeah, so, factor in 600 students plus parents. I mean, it could be pretty big.
Wow.
I think last year, Astra Bank provided 700 hot dogs, and they went through all of them.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
If that's any indication on how many people were there.
Yeah.
So go out, enjoy the festivities, have a good time with everybody down there, and it's going to be that's a party. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And again, it's coming up this Friday between 6 and 9 down at Holy Family Elementary. Well, guys, what else do people need to know about this event?
I think what everybody needs to know is that we have a huge amount of sponsors that help us put this event on. We would not be able to do this event without our sponsors. So just a few of our sponsors, like we said, Astra Bank, Knights of Columbus, Jeff Pinkney CPA, Simpson Farms, Auto World, Hayes Kiwanis, Con Logo, everybody.
I love that. And again, to me, I always love to hear when we have businesses sponsoring, whether it be a school event or any other community event, we have such great business owners here mm-hmm. that really support the community. And this is another great example mm-hmm. of that.
We are so lucky at Holy Family and TMP. We have the best supporters. I'm always amazed when people just give of their time and their financial resources to help us, put on the events that we want to put on.
Yes. And along with our sponsors, it's always great that we have the businesses and individuals out there in the community that give their monetary donations, but also just a big shout out and thank you to all of our volunteers that help out with this, whether it's the football and volleyball teams that are going to be manning the bouncy houses and the laser tag, or the parents that are going to bring different balls and games
and help us set up and
Up, tear down is a big one. Yes, just a big, big thank you to anybody who's donated anything, any items, monetary or just their time to help us out with this.
Mm-hmm. It takes a village, right?
It does. Yes.
And also, I want to mention this because school's kicking off. I guess we haven't discussed that. When does school start down there for you guys?
For Holy Family, school starts on Wednesday. We start with a half day. So we go from 8 to 11.
USD 49. Mm-hmm.
And at TMP, on Wednesday, we have a half day for new students. And then Thursday is really the kickoff of a full day for everybody there.
So this is the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I imagine, some kids probably excited. Some other kids are probably kind of dreading it. But either way, it's a cool energy that always starts off the year at, mm-hmm. at all of our schools here in Ellis County.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Do you feel like you're ready?
Sure.
Yeah, ready or not, here we come. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know sometimes I have a lot of friends that are educators, and I think sometimes as excited as the kids are to go back, it's the staff and the faculty mm-hmm. are the ones mm-hmm. that are like, here we go again.
Yeah. Well, today's really our last day to get ready. I mean, tomorrow is a holy day for us, so we're all closed. That's kind of our day to decompress and get ready for the madness. So today's the day. If you're not ready, you're not ready.
Well, hopefully it'll all come together. And again, so school starting this week and that back to school bash coming up Friday from 6 to 9 at Holy Family Elementary. Guys, we're virtually out of time. Any other last thoughts or anything else we want to hit on before we go?
I don't think so. Thanks for having us on. And we hope to see everybody out on Friday.
Yeah.